life today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Tuning in this hour, we'll talk about what's happening across the world and closer to our own backyards and why you should care about any of the things that we're talking about. If you have ADD, boy, you'll love this show. And I promise we'll lighten the load, as there have been some funny things along the way that we'll talk about. Trust me, PETA and the fly is one of them. How about this? What a great story this is. I just found this out this morning. Somebody actually sent me a text from Washington. But see, there is power in numbers. I say that all the time. That's why I started doing America Tonight, because it's about action and not reaction. There's too much of that in the Beltway. Let's get some action. Let's get ahead of the game. Imagine that. So if you get up, you call, you write, you email about whatever it is that's a little bit under your skin, and you have the right to do that as an American, it does matter. There is change that can happen as a result of it on whatever the issue is. Hundreds of thousands of letters were actually delivered to the U.S. Senate, members of the U.S. Senate, who are opposed to what some people are calling the Pedophile Protection Act. But what I'm talking about is the hate crimes bill. So letter-wise, that we know of, almost 700,000 letters have been sent to all, that's the total, have been sent to all 100 U.S. senators. How about that? There was actually a columnist for WorldNet Daily who was pushing for that, was pushing for people to send in the letters, to take the opportunity to push the letters out there, and actually sent address letters to the senators over their own signature for whatever the amount of money was, but just to pump them out there, to get more out there. So what's happened is, if this bill is passed by the U.S. Senate, what people are concerned about is the pedophile side of it, because for the first time, it would provide special legal protections for any kind of the sexual offenders. That's how it got the nickname, the Pedophile Protection Act. See, that's what I was trying to get to the other night when I was talking about the hate crime bill. That, okay, I get some of the things about the hate crime bill and the things that infuriate people, like the two kids that were out of BASIC that got gunned down. One dies, one doesn't, because some nut decides that, I hate America, I'm disillusioned, I've had problems in my life, I'm getting radicalized, and now I'm all about Islam on the jihadist side of things, that I need to prove my point. So he pulls up and then bam, bam, and that's it. And then also, of course, the abortion doctor who was gunned down. I say this all the time, whether or not you thought he was a scumbag for what he was doing with the late-term abortions, certainly, does anyone really want to see the guy gunned down, murdered in cold blood in a church, no less? Come on. I mean, come on, now, hang now. That, and then the Holocaust deal, the museum, where you had the guard who actually let the guy who had ties to ugly white supremacist websites for his entire life, basically, now that they're digging through it. And so this James Von Brune goes in, kills the guard, and wreaks havoc on all the people that are there on a jammed day because everybody's paranoid and they don't know what's going on, and the cops are there and the ambulance is there, and I mean, awful, awful stuff. So we understand the whole hate thing, or the person who becomes extreme, all that sort of stuff, but that's the problem with this bill, because of the effect it would have on the First Amendment, the whole thing with the whole idea of the right to free speech, but also because it would provide, as I said, that legal protection for pedophiles. Oof. So there's been a real push with these letters to come up with some sort of a filibuster, something to stop it. so far, it's too early to tell in this game. There's just a lot of conversation, and it's close because they're having what's had to happen now because of this outcry from the public, with a lot of people pushing for this, with all those letters being dumped on senators' doorsteps. Now what they're talking about is they're wanting to do this hearing. So the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I just checked this to make sure, posted on its website a notice that the proposal, this hate crimes proposal, after being approved in the House, is going to be the subject of a committee hearing next Thursday. So that's a good thing. I think it's good. The only witness, however, right now is Attorney General Eric Holder, who is promoting the idea of the hate crime legislation. But the fact that now there's a hearing, so this can be flushed out and can be discussed, I think is a good thing. Because you had, for example, Congressman Steve King, the Republican from Iowa, who actually threw up an amendment to the hate crimes bill that said the term sexual orientation as used in this act or any amendments to this act does not include pedophilia. So he tried to push that through, but if you remember, the Democrats refused to accept it. So I think this is a good thing. It's not too late, for the opposition of this hate crimes law. Maybe it goes down in flames unless they put something in there, I think, that specifically spells out, well, forget about it when it comes to pedophiles, then maybe I would look at it a little bit closer, but definitely not for it. Other big thing happening is what's going on in Iran, and now Iranian Americans are starting to protest as well. So the protests are closer to home because there are many Americans who are of Iranian descent, and they're joining forces in our country and demonstrating. There are, now are a lot of supporters to the opposition or the reform guy, Mousavi, and the supreme leader is supposed to come out and talk and either acknowledge the fact that Ahmadinejad is still the president and got the votes, etc., and won last week's election in a landslide, or perhaps look at the votes and re-rack this thing, which would be incredible if he was forced to do that. But there is heavy concern over it. So you have a lot of people that are starting to gather, especially in Los Angeles, because they have a huge Iranian population. In fact, I think they may have the biggest in the country. Don't know that for sure, but I know it's pretty big. And they've had a lot of people in L.A. that have actually been there for a couple of days with signs and have been holding demonstrations to make sure, as they say, that Americans realize how big this is and realize what's going on. But that's not the only place. Iowa City, New York City, etc. And a lot of people are signing and chanting, signing petitions about Mousavi, and they're going to send them to Iran for whatever good that would do. But the fact that they're protesting and backing up what's happening there, I think, is a good thing, because they're participating and they want to make sure that people realize just how big this is. This is a big power play. Who truly rules Iran? You know, I have no love for Ahmadinejad. If they could boot him out, that'd be a beautiful thing. Stay with us.
Playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
Welcome to Love and Marriage Radio. I'm Mae Chambers, the mom.
And I'm Erica Chambers, the daughter.
On our show, we talk about real things that all of us do to either make or break our relationship.
So when a guy calls me high maintenance, he's not talking about my car.
Join the fun on Love and Marriage Radio.
They're doing all right.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit. asset and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 18, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $938.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $965.12, $482.56 for a half ounce, or $241.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $965.12, $482.56, and $241.28.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Get past the beat, forget past the hip man. Get on top, get on top, get on. I want to get on your good book. Get on your good book. Get on your good book. Your good book. Go down the good, let on, say ow, ow. But show the beat, my don't give a shit about. Go down the good, let on, say ow. Let's go with people, I don't give a shit about. But people get inside and change the hand. And dancing to the music, I'm the soldier man. You ain't on the good, you on the good bunch. You on the good bunch. You on the good. Ain't nothing going on but the bed. A whole lot of money spent now. And that's the bad for you.
Oh, yeah, the good book. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. DUI, even when you say the word, you're thinking, oh, here we go, DUI, what this time? Well, don't know how many of you know this story about Dante Stallworth, who was suspended, by the way, today by the NFL indefinitely without pay following a guilty plea to DUI manslaughter. This was in the death of Mario Reyes. And he was sentenced in a Miami court just a couple of days ago to 30 days in jail. Obviously a controversial ruling, and there's been a ton of criticism over it. I'm going to let you hear what Dante Stallworth had to say in the courtroom. Here's a little bit of that.
Judge Murphy, Mr. Tracy, first I would like to once again express my deepest sincerities and condolences to the Reyes family and Mr. Reyes' daughter, Daniela. Your Honor, I offer my plea, and I accept full responsibility for this horrible tragedy. I assure you that this tragedy will continue to bear this burden for the rest of my life. Though I cannot bring back Mr. Reyes or ease his family's pain, I can and will honor his memory by committing my time, my resources, and my voice to educating this community about the dangers of drunk driving. I understand the seriousness of these charges, Your Honor, and the significant expectations you, Mr. Reyes' family, and everyone else have for me beyond my plea agreement. And I will meet every one of those expectations.
All right. So what the deal is, to give you a little bit of background on this Dante Stallworth thing, here's what happened. He, it's a rough thing too, boy, all the way around. He had a blood alcohol level well above Florida's legal limit, and he was drinking in a bar in Miami Beach. In fact, I know this place real well. Fountain Bleu is where he was, hot spot right there in South Beach. And he hit this man, a construction worker who was rushing to catch a bus after work at about 7:15 a.m. And Stallworth told the police he flashed his lights to try to warn him, warn Reyes, the guy, who wasn't in the crosswalk. But as I said, the blood alcohol level was what it was. He stopped after the crash, reported the accident. He was driving about 50 miles an hour. It was in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. Of course, he cooperated and he accepted the responsibility, obviously. And what the Miami-Dade state attorney said is that, the willingness to accept the responsibility for what happened and the factors and all that other stuff and whatnot, that was part of the reason why he got off or got such a light deal in this. He's got to undergo drug and alcohol testing. His driver's license, of course, suspended for life. He has to perform 1,000 hours of community service. All that stuff, you heard what he said there. He's a guy who signed a 7-year, $35 million contract with the Cleveland Browns before last season. Really, he wasn't a factor most of the year because he was injured. He played a little bit, but very, very, very little. I'm pretty familiar with Dante, having covered him a little bit. He played for a couple of different teams in the NFL. So it was strange timing on all this. The night before the crash, he got a $4.5 million bonus from the Browns. And you could tell by some of the things they've done, they didn't really count on, I think, having him available. So the NFL coming out and saying that he is suspended indefinitely without pay is not a great surprise. The surprise to some was the 30 days in jail, and there was massive criticism over this because what Goodell said and what he wrote, now he's the commissioner of the NFL, so play along with me, what he wrote to the player, Stallworth, explaining the penalty by the league, is that the conduct in the guilty plea resulted in the tragic loss of life and was inexcusable. So here's what he said. He said, while the criminal justice system has determined the legal consequences of this incident, it's my responsibility as NFL commissioner to determine the appropriate league discipline for your actions, which have caused irreparable harm to the victim, his family, your club, your fellow players, and the NFL, so it's effective immediately. Now, he still plans to have a meeting with him to determine the length of the suspension, but it looks like he'll probably be cut, I'm sure. It looks like the Browns will probably cut him. It makes no sense that he would hang around. So, wow, how about that? So is that the right thing to do? I think it's the right thing to do with the NFL, there's no question. But was it the right thing to happen in that Miami courtroom? Or is this just another case of, okay, here's a guy, now he hadn't been in trouble before, but here's a guy who killed someone. Granted, the man was running for the bus, he wasn't in the crosswalk and all that sort of stuff, so you have that in there. But the problem is the drinking thing. If he hadn't had drinks, if he was totally, like, was pumped full of Java, you know, coffee, whatever, but hadn't been drinking, of course, you'd be looking at a different story. It'd be a different thing. But the fact that he had been drinking is what I think infuriates so many people because, as I said, he was above the legal limit, and he nails this guy, And then he ends up not doing any time for it, loses the license. I mean, you heard all the things I just read off to you, the litany of things. But what a light sentence. If I did that, if you did that, if somebody you know did that other than famous people that you may have had brushes with, I don't know, would it be the same story? Are we looking at, hey, money buys you the best defense team that you can get? And like I said, now, background-wise, he didn't have a deep background of that. He had never had, had anything like that. But still, think of what happened there and think of the idea of what's behind a DUI. I would have to think Mad would be raving mad over this decision in the Miami courtroom. And I'm going to say, yeah, it's foul. There should have been more teeth in that, I think. But he's done with, for now, he's done with the Browns, I'm sure, and he's done with the NFL. We'll see what happens if he gets, you know, reinstated or whatever, but I think it's going to be a while. He's got to do, you know, he's going to have to do these make goods. He's going to have to do drunk driving education programs, and he's going to have to do other things, but it's another one of those deals where someone is pretty well known. Matt, you're probably not surprised by this. Yeah, you like me, obviously, me doing sports and you being a huge sports fan and whatnot. Would you, you're not surprised that he got that sentence, right?
Not at all, although if you go back to, what was it, 97, Leonard Little pretty much did the exact same thing and only was suspended for, I think, like four games and got 30 days in jail, almost the same exact sentence. But I think in light of the internet age and everybody kind of following things more closely now, that Stallworth is probably going to be out for almost a year, I think.
Yeah, especially, I think he'll be out a year.
Especially with you look at comparable to Michael Vick. Michael Vick had, you know, the dog scandal going on and everything like that, and Dante Stallworth was drunk and killed a person. And that's got to carry more weight in my eyes.
Oh, I think the court was ridiculously light on him, but like you said, Little's a great example. A lot of people that I know in the broadcast industry think that he should be banned for life, but I think he should be banned for at least a year. The legal system completely broke down in this instance, and you know, it's unbelievable. I mean, he took another person's life. It's inexcusable because of the drinking. And what people were trying to say is, look, he ran the guy, you know, was running to catch a bus. Well, he didn't see him, of course, but he had the drinking in his blood, and that was the thing. So, wow. What do you think, America? If you care to share your 2 cents, you can certainly do that. I know there are a lot of people that have had personal experiences with sad stories with DUIs, things that have happen to family members. 800-259-5791, or send us an email to americatonight.net.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
All right, we're talking about Dante Stallworth from the NFL, Cleveland Browns. Played with a couple of other teams. I cheer for the Eagles. He played for the Eagles for a while. And in looking at what happened, it's a tragedy, obviously. He was stunned that it happened, and you heard what he said in the courtroom, and I believe that was sincere, but it doesn't bring the man back. Even he himself said that. So the blood alcohol level where it was, the sentencing, and then the NFL suspending him indefinitely. We'll see when he comes back from that. But wow, what a light sentence if you think of the blood alcohol level. And there are people that are pretty furious about that because, once again, it's somebody who has a ton of money and they seem to get off and don't do the harder sentences that the rest of us mere mortals do. But that's money buys some things for sure. 800-259-5791. Brad is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Brad.
Hi.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. You was talking about the DUI and the sports guy.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that had to happen. I feel that when you're a sports player, especially not so much like actors and stuff like that, but sports players are heroes for young kids these days, and it's one of the few things that they can actually live up to. And I think that they have a responsibility to themselves in the world pretty much, or the media, or whoever you want to call it, to maintain themselves in a proper manner. Now, I know everybody in life has issues or problems and takes different ways of dealing with them and stuff, but I think that they should be held to a higher standard, you know what I mean, because that's only real heroes, you know what I mean, that without, you know, like a soldier or something like that, just
right.
in general, to kids, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Also, I know years ago, a friend of mine got pulled over for not having car insurance. He lost his license for a year, and he actually went to the court to get a hardship license to drive back and forth to work, and that was refused. But I've also known the same scenario where people have been pulled over for DUIs and lost their license for a year, but then the court system actually gives them a hardship license because they say that, well, you are driving drunk and you wasn't thinking clearly, so we can't hold that against you because you were drunk, so we're going to show you a little bit more leniency. Where the guy with the no insurance, they said, well, you were sober and you knew and you deliberately were breaking the law.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
They are more mm-hmm. leniently when, you know, oh, he was intoxicated. He wasn't thinking clearly, but, you know, it's kind of weird, I mean.
Here's, you know what, ultimately, Brad, the thing is, here's the deal. We know what the penalties are. I mean, hey, I was still in that era. Who knows what we, how, when we were teenagers, you know, when we became of drinking age, who knows how many times somebody was driving me home from a party and how many beers they had at the kegger or whatever. But now it's pretty cut and dried as to what has happened because so many of these horrible accidents where kids are killed and things happen. And I think, and you said it when you started the conversation, especially when you're somebody, there's the other thing, when you're somebody who has all that kind of money, for God's sake, get a driver if you want to party.
Right,
get somebody
get
to drive you.
Or a cab or a limo or something.
Yeah, get a cab, whatever. I mean, it's not that difficult. It's not like you're scraping together a few bucks and you have to buy that. You have to buy 10 beers, so now you don't have enough money left in your pocket to get your way home. And, you know, you're going to be one of the, and people, when they drink, are insistent that they're not drunk. You know how that is. You feel like,
sure.
I'm fine. You know, what are you talking? I mean, I'm sure many of us have done that. But now there's just no excuses for all the horrible things that have happened. People are so aware of this. That it's it's just a dumb thing to do. And I said this before, I only covered him briefly, and he was a really good guy. And I think he's tried to do what he can to make restitution to the family, but there is no restitution because you cannot raise this man from the dead.
Right.
So the NFL did the right thing, absolutely, that there's no black and white. There's no gray area. It's black and white. You do this, you're out indefinitely. And I think that was the right thing to do. I think it was the right thing to do. Hey, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. And by the way, the one thing that was pretty stand-up about Stallworth, and I know this is maybe kind of stupid to give him credit for this, but he didn't ever try to blame it on somebody else. It was the guy who told me that, you know how that happens, and then these stories get strung along, and then something else emerges, and it's a little bit different. Like, I was talking to somebody in the NFL today, and we were talking about the Plaxico Burress thing with the gun, and there were so many explanations of what happened and how the gun was here, and then it went off, and I was in the bar and whatever. And in this case, and I know it's different, but he didn't ever do that. He was stand up about what happened. I mean, he didn't try to make some kind of an excuse, but what happened is inexcusable. So a court sentences him to just 30 days in jail and 2 years house arrest. I mean, there's a flaw in this. There is an absolute flaw in this. Now, Matt brought up Leonard Little. That happened in 98, and of course, he's a guy who played in the league when it happened, St. Louis. He was playing with St. Louis, and he pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter, and that was in the death of a woman. He got a suspension of 8 games without pay, and, you know, unfortunately, the woman was killed, and she had a son, so no mother then after that, and he was driving drunk through the streets of St. Louis. Was that a fair ruling? So that was 1998, and look how far we've come, 2009, but yet the ruling in the court, yeah, not much difference, huh? And in his case, 8 games without pay. Wow. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal.
And talking about the law and sports athletes, a certain former hockey player today had to go in front of a judge for lying about where his son was just to protect his son. And what did he get? A $100 fine, plus he has to make a $10,000 donation to a charitable fund that helps with to deal with the drug and alcohol abuse.
Mm.
Would you like to know who that former hockey player was?
Was it Patrick Waugh?
No.
I don't know. Who was it?
Guy Lafleur.
Oh, yeah. Boy, there have been a lot of problems with Lafleur's kid.
Right.
Yeah.
So then, of course, a lot of people were, of course, then they went the man on the street thing. Just because he's a former athlete, he just got basically a slap on the wrist. And if it would have been you and me, Pat, you and me, Kate, they would have thrown the book at, you know, they would have thrown
I
the book
know.
At, they would have thrown the book at us. So, like you said, these athletes who got 30 days for vehicle manslaughter, don't you think also they maybe had smart lawyers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, it's like you say with Guy Lafleur, he gets the one-year suspended sentence, fine $100. What did you say? Did you mention the donating the money to charity and all that other stuff?
Yep.
And all for the contradictory testimony. Wow. I had forgotten all about that, too. That was serious. That was serious stuff in Montreal.
It was the lead story on one of the French channels. It was the lead story instead of what was going on in Iran.
Yeah, I can believe it because we talk about how in Canada hockey is flat out number one unless there's a revolution happening right there in that country, especially Lafleur.
Yeah, it's like with you people in the southern states where football is almost religion. Like, like you said, unless there's a revolution in the state, all they care about is local high school football team.
Boy, isn't that the truth too?
And listen, you live in Texas, so you sort of know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I'm not from Texas, and I didn't
know
about high school football slant. But you're right. In having worked in Texas too, boy, people, you're right. It is all about the football. There's no question about it, and where you're going to go and stuff. Yeah,
where you're listening to in Vermont, football is like so. They get a few hundred people, but the state hockey championship, like whatever the top level is, It's sold out in the biggest arena in the state. So someone jokingly said, Montreal's only 2 hours away. Won't we have it at the Bell Center? So I said, that might not be a bad idea. I figured.
Now hockey's over. Hockey's done. I mean, now it's just about the silly little draft, but that's it.
For some people, it might be a silly little draft. But for some of us, it's like, okay, how many – it's like – I remember that I got a quick story to tell you. The first year they had the draft open to the public, 1981, I'm sitting there with all the hockey newses, and they're talking about all the players, and they say Pittsburgh drafted whomever, and I'm going like, this guy can't skate. His shot is so. Why'd you draft him? So an usher comes over to me and goes, we know better than the general managers, but remember, they're paid to screw up.
That I'm bumped. They're paid to screw up. Gotcha.
Obviously, Jewel and I might go to the draft, and I mean, it'll be kind of fun because then you could say, hey, I remember you. You know, if a guy ever makes it to the NHL, I could say, I remember him when he was drafted.
What is the draft? We're almost out of time. The first pick goes to the Islanders, right?
Right.
So if you look at Montreal's pretty far down the list, aren't they? They're not even, they don't have a top pick.
No, they don't, but.
They don't pick till like 18th, I want to say.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
But
well, that's like that makes sense. That's like Philadelphia. Philadelphia even further down on the list.
Right.
Philly's not even in the top 20, so. Yeah.
Right. And what Montreal's looking for, like I said before, is a really strong center who can take the crap in front of the net and can put the puck in the net too, so that's what we're looking for. But unfortunately, the way the draft is, the way the draft is now, I mean, you draft a player and you don't know whether he's going to make the team for another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I apologize to your listeners, who you know, I know it's a news phone-in program, but you know, just to get off the beaten track for a sec, just to keep your sports skills sharp.
I love that. Just to keep them sharp, because I got a Fox gig coming up, so I got to make sure. No, that's fine, Sam. Because we talk about everything on the show. We do talk about sports, so no problem there. Enjoy that whole draft situation and speculating as to what's going to happen with that big pick that the Canadians have. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Coming up next on the flip side, man, a couple of other interesting things have happened, and some sad things too as well. We'll talk about what's going on with this New York woman who was charged with burning her daughter in a ritual. What are people thinking?
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today. Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Yeah, we're talking about a whole bunch of things, including Dante Stallworth. For those of you who know football know who he is, and those who don't, he, as we mentioned before, someone who plays for the Cleveland Browns, has played for a couple of other teams, and had signed a pretty chunky contract with the Brownies, was out partying, hanging with some friends in Miami. It was early in the morning, and he was way above the legal limit. Hit a man and killed him and got a very light sentence. So it brings up that whole question of, does celebrity or money or that kind of stuff, does that give you power when it comes to the scales of Lady Justice? And you just have to think of famous cases, and you can answer that question, I think, probably the same way I would answer that question. And the answer is, yes, in most cases, not always. And sometimes, even if you do buy the best defense, it doesn't always work. In the case of Stallworth, he is, again, this is my personal opinion from just dealing with him before this, good guy, interviewed him a couple times, people really, the other players liked him, gave a bunch back to the community, didn't have a lot of strikes against him with other things, but it doesn't matter. If I go out and do that, if people say, wow, Kate's a good lady, she does this and she does this and this is what I know about her, whatever, and then I'm in that same situation and do it, I do that and I'm out and I've had too much to drink and I'm in a car and I'm only 10 miles over the speed limit, I'm over the speed limit, but I kill the guy, I call in, I say I did, you know, this is what happened, they take my, do a blood alcohol test, they take that, and then find out, well, I'm in that same situation, but what happens to me? What happens to you. And see, here's the thing. Too often in all of this, especially with somebody really well known, and this is the thing, the innocent, the victim, that they get lost in the sauce. It's the people behind, because he's a father, he's a grandfather, whatever. Whoever's connected to your life, they can't bring you back for that one split second. That happens and you're gone, you're dead, and there can be restitution financially and everything else, but it still doesn't bring the person back, right? 800-259-5791. As I said, if you've just tuned in and you've never heard the show before, of course, we zig and zag all over the place. I'm going to tell you about that crazy story out of Queens, New York in a second, but let's go out to our pal. We haven't talked to her in a while, Jana in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Good. You sound good. How have you been?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I agree with you that this guy should have got more out of killing a person.
Yeah. Because
the average person, you know, that would be doing that, they wouldn't be treated any differently in the law, but the rich tend to be, or the famous, you know. But
they tend to get off, and it's too bad. It's for the family because they don't care that this guy is well known. It's just a horrible thing that happens.
Yeah.
You lose whoever it is. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you if you had heard. I was listening to the radio earlier tonight, and I heard that the FBI has found child pornography on one of the computers of the shooter in the Holocaust Museum.
They found pornography? Oh, yeah, they found all kinds of stuff is what I heard. More what they found besides the porn is all the, which is still another link to his character, as you know, is they're finding more and more white supremacist, angry, hate sites and all that sort of stuff.
Oh,
but, yes, cool. I have heard that. I guess it was, I must have heard it on Fox or CNN or somewhere. Then they've been combing through everything, and I did hear that, yes.
Well, I wondered because earlier you were discussing this
hate crime bill,
you know, and
yeah.
I certainly hope that people will continue to contact their congressman until they have that meeting because, you know, who wants to give pedophiles, you know, a free ride, you know?
No, of course, and they shouldn't get a free ride. And here's the thing, if you talk to people, and Jana, you know this, we've talked about this on the show before, you talk to people who have dealt with psychologists, psychiatrists, people in the prison system, people who have dealt with pedophiles, what is the recidivism rate? What happens in the pedophile's case? Sadly, the opportunity, if it presents itself, unfortunately, so many go right down that same path. And
yes,
that's the thing,
they do
know.
Tend to be repeat offenders, and the psychiatrist and psychologist will tell you that it is very hard to, quote, cure someone of that, to have them behave differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Jana, you have a great weekend.
You too, Kate. Bye-bye.
All right, let's slide over to New York now and Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, I want to touch on a couple of topics so that you brought them up this hour, if I could. Number one, Stephen King was on a Christian radio broadcast on shortwave talking to a guy named Rick Wilde.
Oh, you are the shortwave hound now.
What's that?
You are the shortwave hound.
Yeah. Well, Stephen King, my question is, and the last caller was correct. There's another thing I want to bring up, but I'm calm tonight. Why would anyone vote against convicting pedophiles in this hate crime? I don't understand.
I don't get it.
We have to know who is, because Steve King had mentioned this, you know, because he said the hate crime legislation I mentioned would eventually come after Christian and other preachers for preaching against homosexuality. So and Eric Holder is for this. Just shows you where he and Obama are coming from. But why would they want to help pedophiles? I just don't get it. So stay on your congressman. Also, and I'll jump around, but Obama wants to give more power to the Federal Reserve. Now, I can't go into the details because we don't have a lot of time, but Ron Paul has 220 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives for the Federal Reserve Accountability Act, which basically wants to audit the Federal Reserve, which is a private bank. You see what I said to you last time I called, or a few times?
Yeah.
You get closer to their power base, they want more. Why is Obama and the bankers... He wants to give more power over our economy to the Federal Reserve. and Ron Paul. So in addition to this, Stephen King's or this legislation to, on the hate crime, asking to buy the pedophiles, America, call your representative, find support Ron Paul's Federal Reserve Accountability Act. We need an audit of the Federal Reserve so we can find out what's really going on.
And if I agree.
They're grasping for more power because they see that the American people are waking up, and when you challenge a pit bull, he bites harder. That's what these people are doing. And really quick, I don't know about the opposition party in Iran, but I'd like to see more of it on the news. When they had took the hostages in 77 or 79, Ted Koppel's Nightline started from that because every single night it was the hostages and Iranian Revolution. I don't know if the opposition party hates us as much as Ahmadinejad does, if they want to wipe Israel off the map, because you never know what you're going to get with an opposition party. But the people are speaking up, and our president should not kowtow and to the Muslim extremists. He said, look, if these people really, if they want a more agreeable towards Israel and the United States, shouldn't we be for that? These people want a real free and fair elections. Our president should get behind it as strongly as he possibly can. And really quick, the last thing, and I know you're going out of time. I had a close family member that was in prison on a manslaughter charge. Now, people in Connecticut are going to figure out who the hell I am. I don't really care. For the same thing that this guy is getting 25 days in jail for. Look, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, don't advertise, don't go on TV. I don't want to hear your crap if you're not going to be up in arms about this. There are two systems of justice, those for people with money and those without. It's a joke that this guy, I don't care if he's a football player, and the same thing's going to happen to Plaxico Burress. My point is, don't tell me everybody's afraid, as they should be. Never drive drunk. Never drive drunk. You should never do it. But there are two standards of justice, and it makes me laugh at our justice system, because this guy's getting off with a slap on the wrist. Never mind fair. It's not right.
It's wrong. It's not right.
I love you.
Good note to end on. Thanks, Mark. He's absolutely right. And in the situation with Iran, I'm not getting a lot of takers on it, but you notice I've talked to people on the air about it. I've talked about different things that I've learned about the situation and the Mousavi deal with the opposition leader. What Mark is talking about, he's absolutely right. And I say this, we don't know that much about him, but we do know, and I said this the other night too, just what he said, that's how Nightline was started. It was all about what happened in Iran and that revolution and overthrowing the Shah. And Mousavi was one of those revolutionary guys. He helped overthrow the Shah of Iran. So he knows how to swell up the crowds, and that's been happening. Now let's hear what the Supreme Leader says during prayers in a show of Iran unity or being cast out. What's going to happen to Mousavi? Number one, is he going to stand by the current situation or be thrown out? It'll be interesting to see. Watch that play, because it does affect us here in the United States.